Watcher, and a big welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. I think you're going to really enjoy this playlist. Here's hoping, anyway. The first one is a certainty. It's a version of our theme song, Milestones.
Thank you.
Yes, the Miles Davis compo Milestones, recorded in June 63 at the Paris Theatre in London by the, wait for it, the Daily Mail International Jazz Festival All-Stars. Well, actually, a subsection of the All-Stars, as its full strength is a 15-piecer with the likes of Kenny Ball, Chris Barber and Humph. We heard Tubby Hayes, tenor, Joe Harriott, alto, John Dankworth, also alto, Shake Keane, trumpet, Alan Branscombe, piano, Coleridge Good, bass, Alan Ganley, drums. I've got this on an Acrobat CD released just last year and called Helter Skelter, all under Joe Harriott's name and largely unreleased songs. It includes the Melody Maker All-Stars concert of October 57 and a big band recording in Germany, Feb 59. Joe Harriott being in all those lineups. Here's the Cedar Walton Trio. Thank you. The Cedar Walton Trio, Walton Piano, Buster Williams Bass, Willie Jones III Drums, recorded Feb 2010 for Venus Records. That was Victor Young's Around the World, as it's named here. Around the World in 80 Days, as we know it best from the 1957 film of the same name. Let's go back to May 57 to Birdland in New York City.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now we'd like to play a composition written by a young man by the name of Vinnie Golson, dedicated to the late Clifford Brown, which features Gigi Grice on alto and Donald Byrd on the trumpet. I remember Clifford.
Rather unusual band that Oscar is using here at Birdland tonight.
Yeah, pretty strong personnel. Art Farmer on trumpet there was really blowing tonight, and he's got Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, of course.
Yeah, what about this harp? I was very interested in your remark about it being one of the most exciting things in jazz this year.
Yeah, it's, you know, with this new trend toward unique or interesting instrumentation that's been happening the last 2-3 years, we sure saw it on a show earlier with the bassoon and the flute. Everyone wants to know what the harp will be doing for jazz this year.
Well, I'm glad you added this year, because, you know, the harp isn't exactly new to jazz. If you remember back years ago, Casper Reardon.
Yeah, Paul Whiteman, of course.
This is a little different kind of jazz, although Pops is very responsible for pop music and jazz in this country. Some of the great guys, I guess, really grew out of the Whiteman organization, but Oscar Pettiford is doing some great things up at Birdland, and I guess they're living up to their name, that Birdland is the jazz corner of the world.
Yep, just about presenting all the big names around the country today.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of the fact that on tonight's show I was able to pronounce Birdland correctly, too. Let's go back and hear some more of this big 16-piece band of Oscar Pettiford's at Birdland, and they've been playing under us all the time we've been talking, and it's been real nice, I think, listening to them. We can hear them here in the studio. And it'd be a lot nicer if we were at a table right there at the bandstand.
Donald Byrd, Gigi Grice.
And that's our Ellingtonian slot for this week. Oscar Pettiford on cello and leading a 13-piece big band at Birdland, May 57, which was a Bandstand USA radio broadcast as well, given that it's so well documented and was broadcast on national radio in the US. It's amazing that 8 of the 13 musos are unknown, according to the liner notes, but the over-talkative radio men mentioned that both Art Farmer, trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland, trombone, are in the band. So that's two of the known unknowns, so why not include them in the liner notes? So please let me give you the names of the known knowns. Donald Byrd, trumpet, Gigi Grice, alto, Betty Glamon, harp, Pettiford, of course, cello, Ozzie Johnson, drums. That was Benny Goldson's famous compo, I Remember Clifford. Thank you. another Japanese Venus album. This time, it's the Monty Alexander Trio. Monty Piano, Hassan Shako, bass, Willie Jones III again on drums. Recorded September 2010 in New York. Monty was in London last week for the London Jazz Festival and gave a brilliant concert at the Cadogan Hall. No, I didn't go, as I was at an even more brilliant wedding in the West Country. But my chum Carl kindly went for me and reported back in high excitement. That was a medley of Elvis's Love Me Tender and A House Is Not a Home. Here's another bassist-led band. Thank you. This time, the bassist is the legendary Charles Mingus. This was recorded live at Cafe Bohemia in New York, December 55. As Dizzy Gillespie once said, quote, "There are only two geniuses of the bass, Oscar Pettiford and Charlie Mingus," unquote. Yes, we could indeed argue with that a bit, but undoubtedly Pettiford and Mingus are up there at the very top of the mountain. These two, Pettiford and Mingus, also have their Ellingtonian days in common, although Mingus's was a very short stay in the band. We've just heard a Mingus compo, Haitian Fight Song, Eddie Burt trombone, George Barrow tenor, Mal Waldron bass, and Willie Jones drums. Is Willie Jones the grandfather of Willie Jones III? Not that I'm aware of. Unsurprisingly, Willie III is the son of Willie II, who was a pianist, so I assume there's no connection with the original Willie Jones other than they were both drummers. I loves you, Porgy. I Loves You, Porgy, from the Gershwins, Porgy and Bess. Lovely, lovely song. And here played as it should be. It's the Dan Tepfer Trio. Tepfer is a brilliant pianist. I once saw him play all the Goldberg variations at Wigmore Hall. Straight through, no interval, no pause, no music. Amazing. Thomas Morgan is on bass here and Nate Wood drums. This Sunnyside album is called 11 Cages. It's vocal time.
And greenery where God paints the scenery, just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your cover. Let when it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if I'm good, you'll search for wood so I can cook while you stand looking. No keener reception in a beanery. Bless our mountain greenery. greenery where God paints the scenery. Just two crazy people together. How we love sequestering where no pests are pestering. No dear mama holds us in tether. Mosquitoes here won't bite you, dear. I'll let them sting beyond the finger. We could find no cleaner retreat from life's machinery than our mountain greenery, plaid shirt and blue jeanery, than our mountain greenery. Oh.
The Rodgers and Hart 1926 song, Mountain Greenery, was from that year's musical, The Garrick Gaieties. The singer is Terry Morell, who only really made this solitary LP as a leader in her own right, Songs of a Woman in Love, recorded live at Montclair Supper Club, Jackson Heights, Illinois, late 55. Ralph Sharon, piano, Herbie Mann, flute, Jay Cave, bass, and Christy Febbo, drums. She did some singing with big names, but is now largely forgotten, I'm afraid. This next album is called The Sidewinder, but we're not playing the title song. Thank you. Of the 9 songs on this video arts album called The Sidewinder, 4, including the title track, as you know, 4 are written by Lee Morgan, one of the all-time great trumpeters. I chose one of those, Speedball. Ryan Keesaw is the leader and obviously on trumpet, and equally obviously a Lee Morgan fan. Sam Yarl is on the Hammond B3, Peter Bernstein guitar, and, wouldn't you just know it this week, the son of Willie Jones II is on drums. Yes, Willie Jones III. Ryan Keesaw started playing the trumpet at the age of 4, but then again, didn't we all? The difference being that Keesaw produced music out of it. Saw him as part of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra a few years back. Another vocal, I think.
Buttermilk sky, I'm keeping my eye peeled on you. What's the good word tonight? Are you gonna be mellow tonight? Oh, buttermilk sky, can't you see my little donkey and me? We're as happy as a Christmas tree, heading for the one I love. He's gonna pop me the question, that question, do you, darling, do you do? It'll be easy, so easy, if I can only bank on you. Oh, buttermilk sky, I'm telling you why, so now you know. Keep it in mind tonight, keep it brushing those clouds from sight. Oh, buttermilk sky, don't you fail me when I'm needing. You must hang a moon above my kitchen post, hitch me to the one I love. You can if you try, don't tell me no lie. Will you be mellow and bright tonight, oh, buttermilk sky? That question, do you, darling, do you do? It'll be easy, so very easy, if I can only bank on you. Oh, buttermilk sky, I'm telling you why, so now you know. Keep it in mind tonight, keep a brushing those clouds from sight. Oh, buttermilk sky, please don't fail me when I'm needing you most. Hang a moon above my hitching post, hitch me to the one I love. You can if you try, don't tell me no lie. Will you be mellow and bright tonight, buttermilk sky?
Fresh Sound Records released this album, The Basieites, a couple of years ago. It's 2 LPs worth, separate LPs, obviously. One with pianist Barry Harris and the Basieites, this one, singer Beverly Kenny and the Basieites, who are, in this case, Joe Newman trumpet, muted trumpet, Frank West tenor, the obligatory Freddie Green on guitar. Goodness, you couldn't think of a Basie or Basieite recording without Freddie. And a rhythm section of Joneses. Jimmy Jones piano, Eddie Jones bass, and no, not any of the Willies, but Joe Jones drums. Beverly started her career as a singing birthday card for Western Union. This is way before strippograms and striptease police women. She made 6 albums between 56 and 60, appeared on TV where she sang her own song, I Hate Rock and Roll. Sadly, depression got the better of her, and her 3rd suicide attempt worked in April 1960, and we lost a great talent. Here's the father of all of those Marsalises.
Thank you.
Elis Marsalis, recorded live at the Orpheum Theatre in his hometown of New Orleans, July 86. It was his farewell to New Orleans concert, temporary as it turns out, as he was relocating to Richmond, Virginia. We heard Elis's version of Bud Powell's Hallucinations. Another trumpeter. A very different take on the Ellington Standard, I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. Trumpeter Philip Dysack, a cappella. This was his second album as a leader, his first for a proper record label, I should say. It's a quintet on 10 of the 11 songs on this Jan 2013 recorded Crisscross album, I Got It Bad being the closing song. Philip Dysack started playing the trumpet at 10. I'd given it up years before that. I've just found an early Cyrus Chestnut CD. Thank you. great fun to find this Jan 92 New York recorded Cyrus Chestnut CD called The Nut Man Speaks Again. That was Duke's Place, Duke Ellington's vocal version of C-Jam Blues. Well, we heard an instrumental version of the vocal version of the original instrumental. Chestnut piano, Christian McBride bass, Carl Allen drums. Time for our last one, and it's drummer Kendrick Scott. His own compo, No You, No Me, December 2008. It's pretty much a drum solo, and it's dedicated to Max Roach, one of Scott's main influences. Danny Grissette on piano compliments Kendrick Scott perfectly. The rest of this crisscross album, called Irreverence, is a quintet. And sadly, that's it for this week. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.